Go. Now, I'm going to close up with Captain Blood. The reason I went to see, and I'm a Windjammer captain, believe it or not, it's all down at Hollywood, Errol Flynn, in a movie called Captain Blood. And it was based on a real-time character, an English pirate. And I loved those old pirate movies, and I said, that's what I want to do when I'm a big guy. I want to sail on these big ships and be a pirate in the Caribbean. And I do it. And they pay me. I can't believe it. But this movie was great. And there was this character, Captain Blood, it was based on, is a true story. And he retired to a little village, a little hamlet on the south coast of England. And he had his little house after years and years and years of just pillage and murder and mayhem on the high seas, on the Spanish main, and the pirate retired. And the local village were terrified of this fella, Captain Blood, because, you know, he was a known deuce criminal. He's a bad man, not nice guy. And but they're also fascinated, as you are, with these people. So they sent a young reporter up to meet Captain Blood and get his life story for the village newspaper. So, hold on a second. Sound effect. 1998. So, door opens. There he stood, Captain Blood. 6 foot tall, tricorn hat, coat, pistol, cutlass. He's got a peg leg. He's got the hook. He's got a patch. One eye. And he goes, "Arr, Jim lad. What do you want, lad?" And the little says, please don't kill me. I just come up to to get your life story. Please don't kill me." "I'm not in the mood for killing a day, lad," he said. "Ask away."
The peg leg. How'd you get the peg leg?"
"Bad day, that. Of old Nevis, it were. British man of war. Tracking me down for months. Eventually caught up with me. Battle ensued. Cannonball for cannonball, musket ball for musket ball. All of a sudden, cannonball comes through side of the ship, rips me leg off of the knee like that. That's how I got this here peg.
Brilliant, brilliant." He's writing this down. He says, "And Captain, the hook, how'd you get the hook?"
"I tell ye about the hook. That's a bad day, that. I was off old St. Bart's, it were. Hurricane. Terrible, terrible hurricane. Me crew lashed to their bunks. The only man on deck is meself at the wheel. All of a sudden, wave come overside a ship and takes me and the wheel clear off the ship. And I'd have been a goner if it weren't for the strength of this here left arm. And I managed to hang on. And I'm hanging onto the side of the ship and I'm in the water and I'm banging. And I'm banging. And I'm banging. And I'm banging. All of a sudden this fin appears. The old sharks come for Captain Blood. But I were ready. And when he makes his run for me, I reach out and I stick me arm right down his throat, grab his innards, and I pull him out with me bare hands. But before I got me hand clear, the jaws snapped shut and he took this ear hand. And that's why I got this ear hook. Oh, this is fantastic, Captain Blood. Fantastic, fantastic. And the patch. How did you get the patch?" He says, "Bad day. Bad day, that, I'll tell ye." He says, "I was sailing off old St. Martin. I looked up to gauge the wind, as captains do. And a seagull flying overhead. Shit right in me eye, like that."
"Come on, Captain. It's the cannonball taking your leg, the shark, the hurricane, the hook. It's fantastic, but there's no way my readers are going to believe that, you know, seagull shit's going to take your eye out."
He says, "You're right there, lad, but it was me first day with a yook."